right, we'll do something we haven't done in a couple of weeks, because you can't do Ann Jackson without Pip Helix.
That's right.
So we will do some Scam Busters. I will find that. Pip will give us the categories.
Yeah, well, you know we're going to do Mr. Devin.
That's a standard.
We're not going to do him, but we're using that as a category. Okay.
Somebody should.
Somebody
should get on that right away.
I'll put a call upstairs.
I've straight talked my balls.
He's manscaped and bleached and scrubbed.
I knew you were coming back.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate
Joe
that.
Joe neglects his the duties that you usually do. It's unfortunate.
My job description.
I would always think that since you have the equipment, you'd know how to do it even better, but I don't know. Can't test that theory here. Anyway, the second category is assholes.
Want to bleach them, do you?
since we were discussing that particular area. And the third category is mass media.
Oh, that's good.
All righty. Okay, let's go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 10 assholes.
Wow.
And I'm going to go...
Sunrise Club?
You haven't been making that lately. We're getting old.
Oh.
And we're going to go with 4 mass medias.
Okay. I think I'm going to say 7 Mr. Davin. I'm going to say 6 assholes and 2 mass media. And Joe's girl says 4 Mr. Davins, 2 assholes, and 2 mass media. And if Tom is back from smoking, then maybe we'll get his, and I'll fill you in at the end.
So, you know, when last we left this, I fucking lit into her for, like, believing the scammers were pretending to be me.
Oh, yeah, that's
and, you know,
right.
She's calling me a liar and, you know, being Ann to me.
Yeah, she's being all Ann.
Being all Ann. So this is January 6, 2015. This is from Victim A. She writes to me.
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you for the wishes for valuable advice. Sorry for the long answer. Was busy, but unfortunately, I cannot find smart psychotherapist. Basically, it's just a rip-off money. I think that the only time God and work can cure me... You know, she's trying to get over the scamming thing.
Yeah.
You said that I should forgive myself. Many times I've heard this expression, but I do not understand how this is possible. So, you know, she's beating herself up for being played the fool.
Wow.
And what does it mean to forgive yourself? I still do not understand. Unfortunately, warmest regards. I said, hi, Happy New Year. I meant that you feel... that you feel like you made a stupid mistake. You must keep in mind that these are professional criminals whose job is to get victims to believe them and steal their money. To keep blaming yourself will never allow you to move on. It is best if you can accept this happened and vow it to yourself that it will never happen to you again. What is the other option? Living with hatred and self-contempt? On another note, Jackson got fooled by these scammers pretending to be me. She thinks it is you or scam hunters behind that, even though I showed her the email originated in Africa. She just can't accept her reality. If she reaches out to you, just ignore her. It is sad. Let me know if you ever want to discuss your story on the air or email. Anyway, I hope 2015 brings you much happiness. Best, Davin.
Right.
Thought that was good advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one.
On board.
You do not explain the reasons well.
What?
You heard the woman. Number one. Green's issue and his IP. You told me his IP is from Kansas. The victim who brought this to her attention cannot offer the evidence. She is lying! Number two, Eric is indeed from Paris. How can you say it?
Eric is from Paris. That's how you say it.
But he's not.
He's not.
Number three, I sent money to Brown to London 3 times. How can you explain it? Jennifer, too. You're a moron.
Oh, yeah.
I just explained it. Number four, Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
I did call him, and he replied to me. Number five, court issues. I did consult the lawyer. He told me it costs money if the plaintiff brings the case to the court due to the law, especially for the international case. Do not lie to people. The truth. Another list.
Wow.
Number one, Brown Cotton case. Brown Cotton is a big fraud star since he is fucking assholes.
Oh, one.
He deals with the cases without transparent. I don't know if being a transparent was as accepted as it is now.
I know. Let's not get into gender politics, Ann.
He is fucking idiot.
Okay.
What does idiot think about
this
that?
This sounds like my review.
You said it all.
He is fucking idiot.
Well, now she's grabbing her heart. Call 911.
Oh, God. I don't want to kill you.
I mean, sometimes, but not now. He is being shameful to abuse FBI. He has no ability. Number two, Melvin Santos is fucking corrupt. I wish idiot and corrupt were like the name of strippers.
Idiot and corrupt?
Yeah, like, he's fucking corrupt. She's a goer. Corrupt just goes all night long.
Now we have corrupt on the poll. Yes.
And then this is a letter that was written to her from Dr. Melvin. It uses her real name. I was so busy since, and I've ordered so many men to share in Asia and Europe and Africa. Some men went to Japan this morning. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after they verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise money and to pay the fees, because I know very often the Army does that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kindly cooperate with him so you guys can clear out the funds since he's left the UK. I will be waiting to hear from my men because lots of scammers has been captured.
Who's writing this?
This is Dr. Melvin.
Okay.
Has been captured through your help and vital information you have sent to us these days. See, she needs to hear this.
Yeah.
This justifies everything to her.
Oh, yeah. That whole ego stroke.
My warm regards, Dr. Melvin, UN. Ball busting blue. And this is from him again. I care and I am working on it right now. Your funds is intact. I will keep you posted. Thanax. And then she continues.
Thanax.
In fact, if the victims offer the truth to the authorities and arrest the criminals, the authorities can release the funds to the victims. This Melvin Santos chokes the money, and he has no intention to release the funds since he wants to put the fees in his pocket. This is why I want to expose it. Number three. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green are shameful. They use me and now work at UN. They have no ability to find a job by themselves. Don't you think so?
Hold on a second. She thinks that now they work for the UN?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
They have no intention to quit the jobs after getting to know Melvin Santos via me. They are fucking animals. Well, that's just ginky.
Yeah.
As long as they're not burying them.
I think it's illegal.
Yeah. You cannot offer the truth, the true evidence. How can you be a good person in charge of mass media?
I do
like the fact that I got a promotion. I am now in charge of mass media.
Oh, yes. It's all you. You're Rupert Murdoch.
I don't think he's in charge of mass media either.
I don't think he is. I was just going for some mogul.
These people are wicked and ugly.
That's uncalled for.
This is why I need you to expose the truth. Mass media is powerful and to put the truth in the public, and they have no ways out. January 10th, 2015. Mr. Davin!
Oh!
What is the good advice? If you introduce a lawyer to your friend, the lawyer asks your friend to pay for the fees for the consultant. What do you think? Lawsuits cost money. This is not a domestic case, but the international one. The mistake is from fucking Brown Cotton, who never explains it well. I do not work for FBI or UN. They use me. This is the truth. Can I say something? Can I stop
Can
you?
Can we stop you?
These people, both sides, anti-scam and these fucking so-called authorities, are fucking assholes.
Thank you.
Anti-scam hunters are very wicked. Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos, James Miller, and Parker Green are guilty. They are fucking animals.
Why are anti-scam scam hunters wicked?
Because they're telling her she's wrong.
Yeah, and some of them are starting to clue into that she's so clueless she's led people to the scammer.
And it's these anti-scam hunters, these...
No, anti-scammers.
Anti-scam...
And the scam hunters, not anti-scam hunters.
But she did say it plural, in a plural
sense. You're going to start quoting her now?
No. The reason I'm saying that is it's a consensus that she is a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's a consensus. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, obviously we know, but everybody that has been dealing with her realizes she's a problem.
They're lashing back at her because they're like, oh,
it's not just
honey.
One, this is just one anti-scammer who's a problem, and there's nobody else that's dealing. There's a consensus.
They get it, yeah.
The truth happened to me. Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, and Parker Green.
Roll call.
Even so called himself. Dr. Santos are fucking criminals. Everybody's getting fucked. We're all going to get laid.
Yeah. Animals, criminals, assholes, oh my.
Don't you see my case? Brown Cotton did not reply my question about Victim A. I asked him if Victim A needed to pay another fees. He is wicked. He told me the case from Pauline that Pauline... Victim P, whatever. You'll forget it. That only Funny. Needs to pay for the fees. I did not involved in it. Damn it all, Red. But I finally found they are liars. It is never-ending payment. They are scammers. This is the true case from Victim P. I am looking for her phone number to you. And then this is... I don't know who this is from. All right, well, here we go. This is addressed to Morris Jack. So Jack is an anti-scammer who she went to after, you know, to complain about me.
Oh, okay.
and Sarah Francois, I'm guessing.
Sarah Francois.
So we got Morris, we got Jack, and we got Sarah Francois. We are very upset with the way our situation has been handled. First, we never know ahead of time what is going to be required next. It goes from one bad surprise to a worse one, and we keep hearing that is the last procedure, that there will be a transfer to Canada. Yet after a few days of being on pins and needles, this must be from a victim. We get a rush email or phone call saying that more money is required. Not a small amount, huge amounts, like $25,000 to just to verify the source that the money is being transferred. Please do not treat anyone else like this. Please tell people who've been scammed that in order for them to get any money back, they will have to spend 3 to 4 times as much as they lost to recover anything, and even then tell them that this is a big factor and they will have to pay rush payments when required, as Morris has to take a plane or the Malaysian government has put a deadline on this transfer.
Well, no. Somebody's got it.
No, she don't got it, because that's not true either.
No.
But they're writing that they're doing all this stuff. There's always a fee and there's always a reason.
Right, but she thinks it's legitimate. Who's ever writing this thinks it's a legitimate thing.
Oh.
Tell other victims that, you know, you're going to have to pay more. No, no, you're not.
No, stop.
You're dealing with a scammer.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an overview of what they're doing, warning that this is what they're going to do, this and this and this. It's bullshit.
I got a little confused.
That's what I got confused on.
So,
this
is from somebody else.
I'm sorry, Davin. They're actually writing, or Anne is actually saying that this is the procedure that to go to.
I think this is another scam victim. One of Anne's victims writing to Morris, Jack, who I think is another anti-scammer, and Sarah. So they don't really have the whole truth either. Because if you look at Anne as an expert, how could you?
Yeah, how could you?
Tell them they will feel like criminals and their telephone will be taped and they will lose their privacy. You may find that less people will go along with your help, if that is called help. And this is a conversation between Brown Cotton and Anne. This is Brown Cotton. Nothing like a source of funds, Anne. This is her mail. Do I lie? Brown is like, is transfer charger. She made a mistake. Transfer fees of $1.8 million, 5% is how much? I got the details at the office this morning. Her funds is waiting. Anne goes, time limit again, 2:58 a.m. Brown Cotton says, she paid. She got time. So, Mr. Davin.
Yep. Three.
Attached, a profile made by James H. Miller, cheating on my money for so-called Jimmy Jones funds. That's her friend that got killed. From the bank, from Paris to Yorkshire PLC Bank to RBS Bank in Scotland. This fucking man told me his name is James Harrison Miller. Parker D. Green claims to help me. So he's used up all his savings for my funds transfer. The result, number one, I never get any fucking money back. Number two, Melvin Santos, James Miller, Parker Green, and Brown Cotton continue to cheat on me. Number three, they want to kill me to get the fake funds. I do not believe in it at all. Number four, Brown Cotton is a big fraud star. Just got signed to a multi-million dollar contract.
Who's his agent?
This is a conversation between Ann and Brown. Cotton, Ann goes, I am not a detective. James is wrong. Brown goes, but we need her cooperation. Why is James wrong? Ann goes, she falls for the scammer. Why? He must make a video telling the people that it's not him. I did. People say I have James. I got threats everywhere. Brown goes, and if you have James, what is their problem? Ann, I do not mean this. James should tell the truth. Fucking Jeffrey Miller.
Jeffrey Miller?
That's the real guy.
Oh. No.
Brown goes, what? Ann goes, everyone is tracing me. Victims and hunters. I am not Miller, so I guess I guess people are saying she's Miller.
Oh.
Brown goes, okay. Ann goes, he must make a video for himself. I want to withdraw everything. Victims fall for him. Brown goes, give them Miller's address if you know you want them to speak with Miller. And then, you know, give that address. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll continue. Let's see. January 12th. Subject, fuck you, scammers.
Good topic.
What I said is right. Number one, you're a real fucking asshole. Singular.
Wow.
Singular.
Oh, okay. Saw me going for it.
I did. Got a little excited.
Yeah, I did.
I did tell the truth that people, no matter who is an anti-scam hunter, think the photos from U.S. Soldier Miller is Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller. You are fake! Number two, Brown Cotton has no ability. He is a big fraud star. Like David Copper from UK EOCC. Fuck you. You destroy my whole life by using lies, saying Jimmy left funds to
me.
Fuck you. You should go to hell. Do not pay us go. Do not collect $200.
Wow, she's on fire.
Number three, you gave me, fucking funds transfer info. That is scam. Kindly return the money to me, or you will be the famous con artist.
The famous con artist.
I think that you already are.
Is that different from Fraudstar?
Might be. Number four, I will send the facts to the FBI head office asking for arrest if you do not return the fucking money to me. It is not a joke. They're laughing. Number five, I will send Brown Cotton to jail. I will guarantee this. I will not spell guarantee properly, but I will guarantee this. Number six, Jennifer Green lies to me. Saying she went to Scotland because she wanted to clear the funds. And this fucking idea is that I need to pay for the never-ending payment. She scammed
me
so much money from Yorkshire Bank PLC to RBS Bank in Scotland. You want to do money laundering. January 19th, 2015. Subject, they will get punishment soon. Subject, Jeff. I don't know who Jeff is. Maybe Jeff is the anti-scammer. I don't know. How are you doing? I watched. Jeff must be the anti-scammer.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck Jack was.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going
on.
Jeff, how are you? How are you doing? I watch news about corruption and money laundering in my little free time. The truth, number one, the government around the world are corrupt. They want to eat the funds. Truly speaking, they are the real scammers who do the money laundering in other countries. The third party. The victims will never get money back since we do not have any priority. The government is the real scammers. Even Interpol, FBI, and UN. They hold the funds. It's the deep state.
Wow.
Hands on to the deep state.
Oh, boy, this is creepy.
Yeah.
She thinks it's the government being the scammers now.
Somebody's been on 4chan. Truly speaking, there are many governments around the world are doing money laundering, and they transfer the funds to the third party, especially happening in Asia. Some governments have connections to the black mafias doing money laundering. If my guess is not wrong, and it usually is, those scammers are connected to black mafias doing money laundering. The Secret Service can find out the truth. Do not trust Interpol since they are corrupt. On the phone, Interpol told
me
they would send their signal to their agents around the world.
What? Beep, 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 beep.
I just assumed it was like a bat signal.
Yeah.
Just a big dollar sign flashes.
And a stupid Asian woman on it.
And the logo's pixelated.
It means the Interpol can do arrest, or they try to make the matter ambiguous. I want to say, if the Interpol or Secret Service really arrest the criminals, financial fraud stars, they will seize the funds and put them in the treasury. Finally, the funds will be going to the corrupt government. Believe in me! All the victims cannot get the funds back because the fucking authorities are also black mafias. Number one, we got a fucking night of lists, don't we?
Yeah.
I did contact the Interpol, FBI, and so on. People judge them as scammers, and I do not deny it because I do not get any fucking funds back after they ask
me
to pay and pay, which is never-ending payment. That is to say, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos are fucking scammers. Number two, U.S. Soldier Miller, as the ABC 2020 News is showing, Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller, is from Marines. The news did not show the face of the soldier, but only a phone call. Is it real? I did send mail to ABC News, and they did not reply to
me.
This James Harrison Miller is a big fraud star because he introduced
me
to UK EFCC called Doc David Copper, who deals with my case, Jimmy Jones. That's how it all started with Jimmy Jones.
I say.
Fucking funds. He told
me.
He helped
me.
And he borrowed money from Parker Green. I fooled you. Who has a daughter in London. This is fucking dramatic scam.
Yeah.
The true case. The U.S. President Nixon's Watergate scandal. He lies to people.
Wait, what?
Don't bring me into this. I don't want any part of this. I haven't talked to Brown Cotton or any or Eric Bohr or any of them. Let me say this about that. She's being fooled and it's not me.
Thank you, President Nixon.
You're very welcome, Pip Helix. You're a good American.
Now say I'm not a fraudster.
I'm not a fraudster.
Oh, God.
Why not? Do you know why Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr do not reply to anyone? I got an idea. Because they did take money from the victims, and they are shameful to eat and choke the funds from the victims. They are guilty. As far as I know, the dirty politicians are fucking liars.
Leave me out of that. That's not me.
And choking the money. Most of higher-ranking politicians are good at doing money laundering because they use their priority.
They said FedEx.
Yeah, right.
When I did the research from Facebook, I found the truth. Those black mafias are cooperating with corrupt politicians or authorities doing money laundering. The scammers want to do money laundering by using victims' IDs. I dare say the victims, in fact, get involved in money laundering issues. They said they fall in love with the scammers because the scammers use the fake soldiers or good-looking rich men. Do you think so? No. People and victims lie. They are basically greedy. So she don't believe victims anymore either.
Oh, my God.
She's turning heel.
On everybody.
Anne's had enough of this shit.
Yeah.
She's flipping over the fucking announce table.
I know. That's what it sounds like.
Anne's had enough. She's gone rogue. She's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Ann Jackson.
Yeah. Stone Cold Ann Jackson.
Please, read the mail below. Why not? I got a segment to fill. Number one, true. I did send many, many reports to UN, Interpol, and FBI. Number two, it shows that the governments are corrupt. I do not trust any fucking politicians or authority because human beings are dirty and greedy. They should clean their balls. Number three, Do you think I will corroborate those scammers? Never! Number four, I can say Melvin Santos is also dirty, since he is big fraudster connected to black mafias. Brown Cotton Eric Bohr are real mafias. Number five, don't you see the truth? The governments are corrupt. Why does she need a list for this shit?
I know.
Because she's trying to convince herself.
Yeah, so
she
just...
Oh, I think she's convinced herself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think about this mail, which means the corrupt governments. Do you think politics are clean? Those governments do not work for people, but for their own benefits.
Well, yeah.
Can I say something?
No. Let's carry on. All of these five.
You would think a lot of people, like, they'll say journal, you know, when you're going through an emotional thing, it's good to journal. And if you get, you know, you journal, sometimes you might get to a, you know, moment of clarity.
Yeah.
And she does. But for the most part, she, you know, with all the writing and lists and stuff like that, she should be in more of a moment of clarity than she is. You know, when she gets a moment of clarity, it lasts maybe three paragraphs, and it's back to the old nonsense, you know?
Right, right. Oh, by the way, Tom says, see Ann Jackson powerbombing emails through the Spanish announce table.
See, Tom got the wrestling reference I was going for. There you go, Tom. Yep. Oh, my God, he's got a sledgehammer. and sledgehammering Brown Cod. And goes on the top rope. Lucha stupid Libre wrestling. Lucha Ann, stupid. I've had enough of this woman. Stupid segment. All of these fucking scams involved in dirty governments who want to cause world war, so the scammers are from Africa, Russia, or the extremists. As far as I know, the scammers often show the political issues. Do not forget the recent news in Paris. I once read the photos from London and Paris and Sydney. Think about this mail. Most of the scammers are hackers. And this is from the United Nations Office of International Oversight Services. Internal Audit Monitoring Consulting and Investigations Division from Mrs. Inga Britt Allenhaus to fund beneficiary. This is to inform you that I came to Nigeria yesterday from New York after a series of complaints from the FBI and other security agencies from Asia, Europe, and Oceania.
Yeah, a series of islands and... I guess that includes Australia. I'm not certain.
Thank you, Carmen, San Diego. Antarctica, South America, and the United States of America, respectively, against the federal government of Nigeria and the British government for the rate of scam activities going on in these two nations. I have met with President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan of Federal Republic of Nigeria. Yeah, that's the real guy.
Mm-hmm.
Was at the time. And some other top conservative bank officials of Nigeria who claim that they has been trying their best to make sure you receive your fund in your account. Right now, as directed by our Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, we are working, that's the real guy, in collaboration with the Nigerian Economic and Financial Crime Commission, EFCC, that's real, and have decided to waive away all your clearance fees, charges, and authorize the government of Nigeria to effect the payment of your compensation of an amount of $10 million approved by both British government and the UN into your account without delay. The only fee you will pay to confirm your fund is in your account is your accrediting fee, which will cost you only $98 to the UN. You have no other payment to make except the accredited fee. Oh, that sounded so good. So the accredited fee. Sincerely, you are a lucky person because I have just discovered that some top Nigerian British government officials are interested in your fund, and they are working in collaboration with one Mr. Richard Graves from USA to frustrate you and thereafter divert your fund into their personal account. I have very little time to stay in Nigeria here, so I would like you to urgently respond to this message so I can advise you on how best confirm your fund in your account within the next 72 hours. Note, the accredited fee is a must and very important to make note of that. MB, every communication should be made through the email address below. And then she gives her email address, which is a Yahoo account, or on how to send the $98. So, again, we got the rush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Push, push, push.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom says, oh, my God, King, she broke Brown Cotton in half.
Oh, my God, King.
For oral discussion, call me on this number I just acquired here in Nigeria today. As luck would have it.
For oral discussion.
Mm.
Note, we have asked for the above accredited fee to make available the most complete and up-to-date records possible. Immediately contact me via email for instructions on how to send $98, and any other contact or payment you make from the accredited fee is at your own risk. We will work your response to this call to avoid any further delay. Do not be afraid for the fee when replying this email. Include your position and address so that we can register here. Sincerely, Mrs. Inga Britt Einhaus. January 20th, 2015. Mr. Davin, do you think it is only a romance scam? Many scammers are hackers connected to black mafias and terrorists. She's educating me. They use soldiers' photos to cheat on the women for raising funds for the sake to buy weapons. They also want to do money laundering because wars cost lots of money, and they need lots of funds for wars. The only way is to use hackers and steal confidential info from Western countries, doing cyber attack or any other high-tech weapons, and bank info for stealing money or doing money laundering. Of course, it helps the terror activities. As being a host on a radio show, you should look for the truth, but not create lies. I do not like you because you never do any investigation. Please read the news. Ugh. I have been lazy.
Sorry, she kills me.
No, we can only hope. I feel like I've let you all down. I do no investigating. I should.
Really.
I should do better. I should step down. January 23rd, 2015. Subject: what I said is right. It always is. So-called Melvin Santos. You are a fucking fraud star. You are fucking old, and this is why you became a real fraud star. Joe, you're on your way. A second career. If the ball whispering doesn't work out. You are a liar, and this is why you destroy my whole life saving. You want to transfer the fees to
me.
From Hung Leung. I never get fucking money back. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton should get punishment. Brown Cotton is a big fraud star since he has no ability, and he cheated on my victims. I did ask him if the victims only pay for $2,500. He said yes about victim P's case. And then he did this again to victim C and victim A. I do not believe in this fucking man or Santa Claus. I will report him to the FBI very soon because I did have the real evidence. Any conversations will be evidence. You are liars! Parker D. Green is not a liar because the victim who brought this to her attention is a fucking liar. So she's not budging on her. By logical thinking, she wanted to get her prices before.
By logical thinking.
What do you know about this?
She wanted to get her prices before, and then she is fucking assholes. Ooh, there you go, Pip. Assholes.
Hey, there she. Oh, that's right.
Why do I got to do your job, too?
I'm sorry. I was doing my job, but I was doing something. Anyway.
James H. Miller. This man is always thinking of money. He uses me. Of course, Parker Green and James Miller cheat on my money for his daughter, paying for the fees, textbooks, and so on, because Parker Green said I owe him money. What is the real evidence? All of payments should be record. I have all of the payments details. I can say this is scam. You must be corrupt politicians since UN is very corrupt. All of you want to use the priority cheating on people's money, but never serve the people around the world. Fucking foundations, you will go to hell. Not foundations, foundations.
This is an institution of fun and happiness. It's a foundation.
I like the name foundation.
That's what we call the show. It's a foundation.
It is a foundation.
Yes.
So that's where we'll leave it for tonight.
Okay.
So what's our total?
All right. Well, our totals for tonight were we had four Mr. Davins. Joe's girl picked that.
Good girl.
We had three assholes. Nobody picked that. And two mass media. And Joe's girl picked that.
Oh, Joe's girl's the big winner.
Joe's girl is the big winner tonight.
He's still going to get a talking to on the way home.
Yeah.
For your mistreatment of the fireman, Joe.
Yay. So those were good categories.
As a prize, you get Joe.
A well-deserved prize.
Yes. And he might even get you some Scrotox.
Scrotox.
My takeaway from this was she's now turned on the victims completely. She thinks everybody's a liar. If Anne has gone completely heel, besides turning on me.
But right.
She's turned on the victims.
That's crazy.
That's Anne.
Yeah.
So she's, and she doesn't believe in any government. Everybody's corrupt and bad now. This is an illness. Everybody's out to get me.
I know. She's,
well, yeah,
well,
she doesn't have accountability
totally
or anything.
So I think we are listening to her devolve.
Yeah. Have been for a long time, but. This is really bad.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is just not a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner and Monday through Saturday, and Sunday Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have some shows in the works. We will keep you posted on that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your comedic needs for a private party, comedy club, restaurant, Elks Lodge, whatever. You need it, we got you covered. Sidesplitting Productions. Actually, no, it's not sidesplittingproductions.com. I mean, you could go there, but go to davincomedy.com. It's all the same shit, but there's nothing on the site anymore except this show. But one day, shit'll be fixed.
Yeah,
100%.
Fucking websites. Ugh. Davincomedy.com, 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, specifically Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, where you can listen to the Richter Observatory. It's a fun show, lots of good music. So listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
And if you listen, you might hear Pip calling and saying she's dying.
Honey, honey.
She didn't want to bother her husband during her show while she was having a heart episode.
Oh, God almighty.
Out of all the times she's a pain in the ass, that's the time she decides not to be.
Oh, God. Yeah, he winds up playing sheer heart attack because he thought it was a request.
Nice.
I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday. Go to govs.com and hit McGuire link to check that on out. Friday, I will be at Broadway Comedy Club in the Red Room at 10:15.
Rock on in the Red Room.
That's right. 212-757-2323 for information on that. And that is New York City. On Saturday, I will be in Pelham, New York at Rockwell's.
That's Rockwell's.
A great restaurant. For information on that, call 914-738-5881.
Always fun at Rockwell's. Friday, May 31st and June 1st, I'll be in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey at Bananas Comedy Club. For tickets, call 201-727-1090. 201-727-1090. Bananas Comedy Club should be fun. Always fun there. I was relieved. I went on the because with the agency that books Atlantis. I'm like, I'm never sure.
Oh.
Until you're never sure. I'm on the fucking web. So I was like, all right. They have me booked there for New Year's Eve and Christmas. Thank fucking God. Every time I fly out there, it's costing me more and more money to fly out there. Yeah, it's like airfare is like $600 round trip.
Damn.
Oof. Yeah. Oh, fucking kills me. Ugh. But what are you going to do?
I mean, what's cheaper than bologna?
Bahamas.
Because it can be. You know, here's the funny thing. It's always, like, fairly affordable to get there. Getting back, as you would say, is a fucking federal case. They got, like, 18-hour layovers. It's just, or what they'll do is they'll fly you. You'll fly out of one airport, and then to get a reasonable fare, you have to fly into another fucking airport.
Yeah. But,
what do you mean, yeah? No. There's a car there. It doesn't work that way. Fucking federal case sucks.
Why can't you just drive?
To the Bahamas?
I was kidding. I was only kidding.
I think you peeked at your bleaching asshole joke earlier this evening.
Think that left a mark.
I'll bleach it out. It'll be fine.
Oh, he's vindictive. When he did that thing with playing It's Raining Men when we were working.
Vindictive. I waited 5 fucking years. Fuck
I know.
Oh, 5 years.
His stupid's waiting to go. That was for Michigan. Okay.
No, you asked me, and I said yes. You go. Was that for? Go, oh, was
no.
That for,
you didn't. You told me as soon as I got upstate that was for Michigan.
No, I said no. You had to come and go. Oh, for Michigan. I go, yep. Yeah, shut it off. All right, we get it. Fucking grouch. Fucking grouch.
I'm a fucking grouch. Oh, that's just.
Wouldn't even let the chorus kick in. God forbid you let the audience enjoy It's Some Raining Men.
I'm a fucking grouch.
This isn't Rammstein. This is Happy Women.
Yeah, believe me, It's Raining Men is not Rammstein.
No. That's why it was played for you.
Rammstein, tomato.
All right, so I'll get this show up there tonight. So this will be up there tonight. That's the one good thing about the website. I get the shit up there right away.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't have to rely on anybody.
Mm.
So that's good. You're going to send me the titles and whatnot?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Right.
Thank you guys for listening live.
Yeah.
Thank you everybody who listens to the podcast. It's fun. Pip, good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Good to have you where you belong. You know, we'll see if we can make it 2 in a row.
We'll see.
Pray for Pip. Joe, always a pleasure to see you. I was being sincere.
Okay, it didn't sound that way.
I'm tired.
Why?
I've dealt with you.
Yeah. All right, fuck you then. You know?
Joe, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you then, yeah.
Joe on the way home crashed into a telephone pole.
Oh, my God.
Taking requests. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, we're taking requests. How would you like each member of the team to die? one for crashes.
That'd be a fun game.
Press 2 for heart attack. Press 3 for the all-popular cancer. Press 4. No, I'm just saying.
Well, what's number 4?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not a fucking buffet, stupid. Yeah. You get what we give you.
Yeah. Erotic asphyxiation for number 4.
I can see Joe doing that.
No.
I could totally,
I can't.
In his little fucking beach-themed house, fucking jerking off to a lighthouse. Pretends it's a buoy around his neck.
Oh, no.
I'm crab fishing.
Crab fishing, yeah.
Who's a stone crab?
Is that what
Whose
we call
claws
it?
Those? Whose claws?
Joe pretending a little lobster's tickling his freshly scrotoxed balls. Yeah. Then things get out of hand, literally, and Joe dies. I could see that happening. Oh, we never saw it coming, but neither did he. He passed out.
No, before he got there. You know what? Don't waste scrotox on that. That's 55 needle stabs. You know, at least stay alive to enjoy
that
for a while.
You should get that for Joe's girl for her birthday or something. Oh. A freshly scrotoxed ball sack.
Can I go home? I'm tired.
You're going to scrotox yourself?
No, I'm not going to scrotox. No, it's 55 injections. I'm not doing that.
You only feel 2.
I don't care.
Trucker Tom says press 4 for rectal exam.
Leave your favorites out of this.
It's going to be all pain. My balls look like ball porcupine.
These are ways that we die. I don't think anybody died from a rectal exam.
Well, when it's done with an iron fist.
Oh, that's true. Or the way I was describing.
And they leave a Molotov cocktail in your rectum. You know, it's going to be smart.
The way I was describing mauling the woman who insisted on killing her dog and having it buried with her. Yeah, that was a fatal rectal exam I would have given her.
Finally found what pushes your buttons.
Mm.
All right. This has been fun and long.
Yes.
Like a cock.
I knew that was coming.
It's a cock. Of course
yes,
it is.
Of course
it is.
It's a cock.
If you like us, tell a friend.
If you hate us, tell no one.
Either way. Please keep on listening.
All right, don't whip your hand. What the hell's late?
Can't even do nothing nice. Now she's going to fucking start again.
Oh,
she's going to have to clean
we're
up.
Angry.
Poor cat's going to make her way to the litter box, step in a fucking puddle. And it's your fault. Cat's dealing with enough shit. Now she's got to fucking step in a puddle. Because Slumgullion over there can't control herself.
Slumgullion.
99.